views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brenda Stein, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore ways to transmute, transform, and transcend your life. Each month on Connections Radio Show, which this will become, you'll have an opportunity to listen to many gifted people via readings or any kind of healing topic or anything like that, that we will be exploring and discovering all kinds of ways to help us on our journey, our soul's journey here. So, today's topic is the building of muscles like faith, trust, and gratitude, and how different kinds of modalities for healing can help us get there faster and help us move through different issues and layers that we may need to transmute. So, today we're going to discover all kinds of different ways to move through issues and all kinds of areas that we may be facing different struggles in, perhaps. So, the different kinds of modalities that we may feel helpful will be different topics that we discuss today. So, I spent many years working on myself, developing my skills, and really increasing my knowledge and healing my issues. I've had a lot of different experiences over the years. I've been working on myself for about 25 years now. So I've come across many different effective and efficient modalities that are relatively widely available to the mainstream public. Everything is different. Everyone is different. There's a number of different practices that we can explore. So I like to talk about energy healing. I think that's a very effective way to release energy that gets built up within us. Different layers of experiences, things that we carry with us as baggage and different kinds of imprints that can affect and influence our life experiences always. I have experienced a great deal of healing through not just energy work, releasing energetic blocks and things like that, but also through beautiful techniques that I've come to know through wonderful friends and colleagues and connections, we'll say, things like metamorphic technique, which is not necessarily a widely known modality on this side of the world, as far as I know. I don't know too many people who do it, but I do have a dear friend who does do it. I have found it to be very, very effective in releasing things that we carry, you know, everything with us when we come into this world. Everything is programmed into us. Everything that our parents were doing while we were in the womb, we heard and we experienced in some energetic way. So metamorphic, I found, had an amazing effect on me to help me release things from, you know, prenatal, anything before that, anything even ancestral that we came with as part of our DNA into this world. So I found that to be a very effective modality to work with. There's all kinds of things out there. But you have to resonate with whatever modality it is you're inquiring about, or it won't be as efficient and it won't be as effective as you would expect. I also do a great deal of work through coaching. I find coaching to be a very effective and productive a productive tool for transformation, for transmutation, and to transcend all kinds of issues. But once again, you must resonate with that particular modality. I also have found that over the course of probably the last few years, there's a lot of things that are kind of making a reemergence in the world. And I have found that tapping has actually made a comeback. It used to be, as far as I knew, known as EFT, or emotional freedom technique. But it's now become very popular as tapping, and you can see it all over the place. It's very effective. I found it very helpful in reducing stress and anxiety, and during certain situations, you can actually really release the energy that gets stuck in places within your physical body. Also, I would like to say that it's extremely effective when you need to just focus on you for just a moment. So today we're going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to open them up to all of those people who do practice all kinds of modalities, all different kinds of healing methods that they can offer of service to people, and just to see who's got what going on and how all of us come together eventually to offer assistance in building those muscles of faith, trust, and gratitude as we transform, transmute, and transcend on our spiritual journey. So don't be shy. Call into the show, and we will make sure that we will get to you as possible, as much as we could possibly do. And if you have a question that you'd like some guidance with, and maybe perhaps would like to know if there's an effective way for you to deal with your issues, give us a call, and we will be able to, well, perhaps guide you in the right direction. So, Benny, it's nice to be on the air. We are filling in for Dr. Pat as host today, and I would love to invite everybody to tune in on the 30th of December as well, as I do a second show. So bear with me as I get my feet wet today, folks. It's a little bit different, and it's a little bit, it's a very new process for me, but I do appreciate the opportunity to tune in to you and for you to tune in to Connections Radio Show. So let's see if there's any callers on the line, Benny. Do we have anybody out there?
Oh, we have open lines. If you'd like to join us again, 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819. And my little trusty assistant, Taylor, is standing by, so we'd love to talk to you.
Perfect. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of other different modalities that we can explore. I trained in hypnotherapy many, many years ago. I found hypnotherapy to be a very effective modality to help people uncover issues and get to the core problems that they're facing or that may be hindering their progress along the way. You know, we don't always know what's going on underneath all the layers, but when we start to dig deep and we start to explore, the onion unravels or unpeels, as it is, and we get through these layers right down to the very core, and that's where the transformation really occurs. So it's really important for people to find something that is effective right off the bat. I think it's very important. If you can find yourself experiencing that change, if you can find yourself and really feel within yourself that there's something going on, something is shifting, then that's how you know that this is something that you can work with and continue to make progress through. And of course, you know, there's so many different ways to uncover different issues. So the idea here is that we have to dig into who we are. We have to really explore and investigate who we are as beings, what we think is what we create for ourselves. And so it's really important that we take time to think about who we are. And every moment we are evolving. Every moment you are changing and growing. And if you allow yourself to really take time to watch that growth and watch that progress, or at least, you know, experience a moment in it that says, I'm doing something here. I can see I am, you know, I'm doing something. I'm actually making progress, and I'm working on myself, and I'm getting somewhere. When you can feel that, you know that you are definitely working on your soul's journey here. Now, building these muscles of faith and trust and gratitude, and that's what they are. These are muscles that we have to lean on. We have to be able to lean on them. And so the only way to do that, though, is to really work on yourself, love yourself, and really know that you have a connection. You are a connection to Creator. You are a connection to all that is. And in that, That's what you can lean on. That's what you can depend on. And that is what's going to carry everybody through on their journey through this particular experience. There's a great deal of stuff happening on this planet right now. And as it's happening, people are looking for ways to help themselves, to really maybe even save themselves in a way, because there's just so much going on. People get overwhelmed with it. And then they think to themselves, how do I help myself? How can I be there then to help others as well? And again, it all comes back to working on you. Working on you, because the more you work on you, the more you love you, and the more you focus on who you are and what you are as a divine creature, as a divine being, you can then build and strengthen and fortify those muscles of faith, trust, and gratitude. And that's what it all comes down to, folks. It's all about that. Love. Love, love, love. Love makes the world go round. So I'm gifted with many, many blessings in my life, and many abilities that I can say are truly astounding me most of the time. As a psychic medium, I'm able to help people through a great deal of their own work and help them along on their own journeys, and help them get validation and help them build their trust, because we can offer not just knowledge that comes from the great unknown, but also connections and messages from loved ones who have moved into the great unknown. And, of course, in that, we can really, really help recognize that as we work on ourselves, there's a reason why, right? There's a reason why. We're all working on something big here. We're all working to create a much more loving and peaceful world. We're working on ascension. And so as we do that, we got to work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves. So all about healing today, all about building those muscles of faith, trust, and gratitude. It is all about self-love, because ultimately that's where we go home to, is love. And until you feel it, and until you are resonating that entire vibration from within to the without, you will be continuing to work on issues. In that, we will take some calls today, and we can either discuss different experiences that you may have had and things that you have found that have worked for you perhaps over the years or throughout your spiritual journey, or we can talk about maybe what issues you have, and maybe I can help you recommend through the guidance of spirit what may help you in the process and what may be most effective for your journey or at this time perhaps. What may be most effective just for your soul's moment, okay? So lots of different things we can chat about, but be sure to call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with you.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop. Own your leadership, own your life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1 hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Back on the Connections Radio Show on the Dr. Pat Show Network, Transformation Talk Network. We've been talking about healing, and we're going to take some calls because I hear that there's a couple of people who would like to chat. But before we continue, I would like to make sure that everyone knows how to contact me. You can get a hold of me through my website, brendathyne.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com. And you can get me through the email or the contact list there. You can also find me on Facebook under Brenda Thyne, my name. You can also find me under Connections Resource Center. And that you will also find lots of inspirational messages and all kinds of connections there. It's wonderful. So we have some callers, and we would like to take a call now, Benny. So who do we have?
Sure, and you're doing a fine job. Don't worry about it. I know you're stressing about it today, but you are doing wonderful.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's bring on Abby. She is calling in from Seattle. So Abby, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Oh, thanks, Benny. Thank you so much, Brenda. I'm so honored to be on the show, and thank you for sharing your gifts and doing what you do for all of us. Really wonderful.
Thank you.
I love it. It's really, really helpful. I love what you have to say. I just feel like hopefully I'm in a big state of transition in my life. I've been asking myself and my guides, like, for guidance, but it always helps to get other intuitive guidance. I just feel a little unsure of my next move or where I'm going or if there's anything I need to hear about anything. It would be really helpful at this time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you have done a great deal of work. I can feel that, actually. In fact, the last 6 months for you have been just incredibly life-changing already. I just want to congratulate you on that because that took a lot of courage, right?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, you're awesome. You know what? You're just puffing up your light so much. It's very, very bright. And way over there in Seattle, and I'm like 3 hours ahead of you here, I can still see you shining, though. You're awesome. So I do want to congratulate you on that because it is important for people to really honor the work they've done. There's nothing wrong with being having pride in the accomplishments that we have and we achieve for ourselves, especially when we're working for Creator. Really, it all comes down to working for the greater whole. So awesome job, Abby. But I will tell you, honey, I do feel like for you, it would be a really beneficial move for you to do some past life work. You've got a couple of different things you can work on letting go of, and it can be very effective for you to just explore maybe two different past lives for yourself. And they'll come up in meditation for you as being very significant for you to explore. They will actually release a great deal of what you're carrying, okay, a whole bunch of stuff at one time. It'll be rather profound, I must say, but you will love every second of it, every second of it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, wow. I'll just keep meditating and asking, and hopefully, trustfully, they'll come up, and I can do the work to release them and get through it and blossom even more.
Absolutely. Well, you are just doing a wonderful job, absolutely wonderful job. Now, I always, always encourage people to look into, you know, some sort of a regular practice for themselves that they can sort of implement in their lives, you know, to keep it consistent, and so it gives them something to focus on as well, which is, of course, why I also encourage people to look into coaching and things like that. Of course, my own program would be the one I would encourage people to look at, but I would definitely say that just, you know, exploring on a consistent basis different lifetimes and different issues that may come up for you is certainly very beneficial for you right now, absolutely.
Wow, thank you. I will definitely look into your coaching. I wrote down your website, so I'm definitely going to look you up, and I so appreciate your guidance and your insight and everything you do. Thank you for shining your own light.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you. How
thank
sweet.
You. God bless you.
Thank
awesome
you.
Show. I'm still listening. Take care. Work it.
Awesome. Yay. Wonderful. Thank you for being my first caller on my own, my dear, and helping me get my water wings going here.
Yeah, thanks, Abby, so much for calling in. Leaves another line open here at Dr. Pat's radio show. Of course, filling in today, the infamous Brenda Thine. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819. And Debbie from London, Ontario is joining us. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be calling in. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Oh, Debbie, I'm well. Thank you, my dear. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. I'm not calling in with a question, Brenda. I just wanted to call in to let all of your listeners know that I've known you for a lot of years now, and you have been incredible at helping me through my bumps and my speed bumps and my challenges off and on over the past, I think, probably 10 years now. And I just want your listeners to know that you're in amazing hands, folks. Brenda is absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend you check out her website, consider her coaching program. She's been a phenomenal support to me over the years, and I can't thank you enough, Brenda.
Oh, that is so sweet. Wow. I'm all ready.
Well deserved.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Debbie. You know what? It's always an honor to help people, and I love when, especially, you know, people who get such validation like you do experience that, and thank you for being a wonderful light for me to work with, and you've been all over, you know, yeah, it's been quite a few years. We've been all over the place together, kind of, you know, through all different kinds of experiences, and just a lovely, lovely lady to work with. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda. Right back at you. Congratulations on the show. I'm out here listening today. I wanted you to know that as well. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Debbie. Take care. God bless you, sweetie.
You as well. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, isn't that lovely? There's all these kudos coming at me. Isn't that great? Now, I'm going to get a little bit going on here. So let's just take a moment and let's reorient ourselves back to the topic at hand. You know what? It is all about healing. And I am truly grateful to be in a job or in work and to do work that is so fulfilling for me. You know, offering people guidance, offering them comfort through messages that may come from loved ones who've crossed over or whatever it may be, just helping you along on your soul's journey. I am truly honored and blessed to be in a space that allows me to do that, to have a life that, you know, I can definitely say is full of magic and miracles. And so, yeah, absolutely a pleasure to work with so many people and to shine our light together, because when we gather together, we do shine much, much brighter than ever before. So I want to talk just a little bit more about a couple of different things. Now, I do myself, I do energy healing on people. So when I put people on the table, I help them release energetic blocks and help them balance their chakras. And they're just, ever since I was a little girl, I've been able to put my hands on people and find that there's an effect there. And, you know, that in itself is definitely a blessing. So I have my own sort of technique that I do or that I've kind of developed over the years. But I do a little bit of Reiki now and then. I have a beautiful a Reiki master who has taught me at least my first level. I'm kind of shy to say that. But, you know, that's the thing. Everybody does their own thing. And so I have different opportunities to help people through actual energetic work. Now, I am also very blessed to have in my life lots of different connections to all kinds of different healing modalities. I know people who do all kinds of things. So as I mentioned earlier, my dear friend Susanna Edwards does metamorphic technique. She also does soul-based medicine work and Reiki. She's an incredible Reiki master. And she also does reflexology, which, of course, is much more mainstream now than ever before. But I also have some amazing connections to different modalities, things like Psyche, which is really cool. I have a colleague named Janet Miller who also is very effective with this work. And this is this will help people really shift their ideas and their thought processes. You can hear about this through all different venues, and there's some very well-known names who are actually endorsing or at least referring to this particular technique in itself. So you can check that out online. There's lots of information about it. There's so much out there for us. The whole idea is that we do have plenty available to us to do the work on ourselves and to really push us to get to that place of ascension. So when we come back from the break, we'll see if there's any other calls. But for now, if you have anything you'd like to chat about in terms of your own progress, your own soul work, or even where you need to go next with maybe some guidance or some insight, we'll chat about it. So take some time and think about it. And when we have a moment after the break, we'll take some calls. In the meantime, I'm going to remind you one more time, you can find me on the internet at brendathine.com, and you can also find me on Facebook as Connections Resource Center or Brenda Thine. And also you can check out the Messages from Merlin page. It's a wonderful opportunity to be enlightened and empowered every single day with a message that is channeled through me from Merlin the Magician. He's an incredible Ascended Master who offers amazing insight into magic and miracles and how to create them in your life. So, and it was his idea to bring this coaching program to the people. So he actually brought this program to me, and we developed it together and put it out to the public. So we're going to talk about that in a little while down the road here. But in the meantime, like I said, if you have any call, if you'd like to call in and you have any questions, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And this is Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat Show, Connections Radio Show with Brenda Thine today. Thank you so much for tuning in to me and my new show. Oh, that sounds so cool. And I thank you all for listening, and I thank you all for shining bright, because every light counts, every single light counts. And together, we light up the world, and it's a wonderful thing. So, I think we're getting ready to take another break.
A woman who has come in, she is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
I open up the paper. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of.
Hi, we're back on the Dr. Pat Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is Connections Radio Show with Brenda Thine, and that's me. Hi, this is my debut by myself, and I think we're getting there. We're getting there. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, I have to say, but I think we're doing okay here, as long as I remember to breathe. Like, of all things to forget to do, breathe. Thank God it's an automatic function. That's all I got to say. So, while we were, before the break, we were chatting about healing, and about how important it is and how really that is the key to the ascension work that we're doing here. Moving back into a place of self-love, which, of course, the only way to do that is to heal the issues that prevented us from being there to begin with. And so we've been talking about different ways to do these kinds of things for yourself, different modalities and healing techniques that are available to us throughout the mainstream and even in some of the alternative areas. That can really assist us in the process of transmutation, transformation, and transcendence. So this is really important that we have these kinds of topics because people need to know where to go to get help. You know, sometimes you're feeling really lost and you don't know what to do, and oftentimes stuff becomes very overwhelming. And so we offer through these beautiful opportunities of radio shows to give you information, suggestions, and recommendations and insight to help you on your journey to finding the way that best suits you on your journey here. So we have been had a couple of different calls, and so we have a couple of more calls, I believe. So how about we try and take one of those right now, Benny?
Yeah, we'll take Derek calling in from Michigan. Derek, welcome to the show. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Hi, Derek. How are you today?
Doing pretty good, actually. On my way to work right now, but I had a little bit of time.
Well, how nice of you to share it with me. Thank you. How can I help you? What can we chat about?
I had a situation that a past relationship that ended up turning out real negative. And as I found things out, I basically had one of those so-called train wrecks that I was dealing with. Mm-hmm. And all it did was confuse me and lead me to more questions and why people behave as they do. And, you know, you try to, sometimes you try to be the good guy and you attempt to save people and you know that you can't initially do that with people. They have to do it for themselves. And just kind of concerned about how to look forward, how to move on, and, you know, things of that nature. And just where is this person going in their life?
Well, they are definitely on the road to a great deal of transformation. But so are you, you know. And this gave you an opportunity to really redirect your focus back to you instead of outward, right? The best part about sometimes the examples that we get through the experiences with others or the reflections that we get do that very much so for us. They reflect back to us things that we need to work on for ourselves. So I kind of feel like what's happened for you is you've been given an opportunity through that train wreck to find a couple of blessings in there that you can then take as an empowering nugget, we'll say, and move forward with in your own life. All the while, as you do that, you actually release yourself from the situation with that person, which actually enables them to be less influenced and more about themselves as well, which really is the key here. We also have to keep that in mind, that they now need to really look after themselves. They need to take special attention for themselves and really work on themselves. And unfortunately, I think they've been rather avoiding of that all along. And I think that's why the train wreck became an incident. So I think for you, you are definitely better off in this space of where you are. And for you to just work on yourself is probably the best way for you to help that person as well, because then you offer them an example to look for, you know, and that's the whole point. Most of us have recognized that we have spoken to people, we have talked to people, we have, you know, suggested things, we have counseled and advised. People are only going to do it when they're ready and what they feel ready to do. And at this point, I really feel this year has been a real show-me-don't-tell-me kind of year. And the more people I read from, the more I recognize people have just said, you know what, I'm done talking about it. I'm just going to go and do it. And maybe you'll pay attention enough to see that you can do it for yourself. You might not do it my way, but you will at least have an opportunity to see that it's possible. It's possible to do it. And that's all you need, is that one notion that says it's possible, and that if they can do it for themselves, I can do it for myself. So that's the best thing for you to be focused on right now, is looking after yourself and knowing that you provide them with somewhat of a little template, maybe, or at least a beautiful, shining example of what is possible for them. And that healing can come through anything, sometimes in the most unlikely.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Dad?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Awesome. And God bless them. You know, pray for them. Prayer is very powerful. I highly recommend prayer for people. Pray for yourself and pray for the situation and pray for the person. Never worry, ever, ever, ever. Don't ever think for a moment worry helps anything. And I strongly urge people to let go of worry. Absolutely. It's not beneficial in any way.
Okay.
Awesome. I trust that helps you a little bit.
Yeah, I think it gives a little bit of insight on how to on how to take the situation. I mean, it ended rather poorly. It was a good friendship that was based, based on trust and whatnot. But ultimately, the more things that I found out, the darker it got. You know, alcohol, drugs, the promiscuity, just things that, like, wow, you weren't the person I thought you were. But even now, a couple of months later, there's still those feelings that creep up. And it's kind of like, what's going on? You know, why is this still happening? Is it that the energy between I really cared for this person and it's not the easiest thing to let go of, or is it part of me and you just have to go forward and do it?
Well, some of it is the cords that you're attached through, you know. But again, it's definitely it's important to recognize that. That this is a year of truth as well, and the truth, whether that be in, you know, seeing people's true colors, is really about setting everybody free. And, in fact, even the person, you know, even the friendship and whatnot. Again, you know, anything that moves or is taken out of our life, we'll say, given the flow of, you know, universal energy, however that happens, is definitely taken from us or removed for a reason. And I have always found that it just really opens up a space for something wonderful to show up. And if we don't hold on to the baggage of the old stuff, then we definitely have a place for that new thing to show to come into. So, you know, allow yourself that thought that this is freeing for you. There is a great deal of empowerment in forgiveness, okay, because you really do need to forgive. That's a really crucial aspect to this whole situation, because that's really where your freedom will come. It'll come through that forgiveness. And it empowers both of you, right? Because you really just want the best for that person. You really do. You don't want anything bad to happen. It's already happening. As far as you know, as far as you can see. You know, we want good stuff for this person now. So, and for you.
Exactly.
Definitely. Well, lots of prayer. Lots of prayer. And lots of good thoughts, you know?
Yes. Yes, I would agree with that.
Definitely. Well, I trust that helps you just a little bit, if not a whole lot.
No, it's useful. It's meaningful advice.
You know, and actually ask the Archangel Michael to come and help you. He will help you cut cords that are really hindering. And you just have to just trust that that will happen, okay? So that's a part of leaning on that trust muscle. It comes in with situations like that where you just ask Archangel Michael to come and do that for you and then trust that it is so. And then again, you work on your own stuff. You know, you do what's you ask for whatever can happen from the outside or from the other side, and then you work on your own stuff here. And again, that's the forgiveness part. That's the moving in. That's the finding out even and exploring some past life stuff too. Maybe there's some karma that you need to recognize there. The idea with karma, though, is that it can be erased with the wisdom, knowing what the experience or the lesson, you know, is about. So, like I said, check into that forgiveness factor, because there comes a great deal of enlightenment through that.
Yes. So, yeah, and I have forgiven this person. It's more or less just please get yourself together, or you know, things are gonna. I mean, I don't like thinking about what could happen. You know, jail, prison, death. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. And you made the mention about karma there as well, and you know, there has been past experiences from years ago that have been similar to the situation that I was in, and you're right, it kind of comes full circle right back at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, karma's like that. She never forgets you, and she always knows your address, always. And that's the thing, you know, but there's empowerment there. Again, karma is something that we can really grow from. You know, it's really about us getting somewhere. So, yeah, definitely check into just sending lots of love and light, just lots of love and light. Start with yourself, because you're everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you on your journey. If I can be of any help, you just get a hold of me through that website.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. God bless you on your journey.
Perfect there. Brenda, how about we sneak off to a quick little break?
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Thanks, Benny.
Yep, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you're just tuning in, Brenda Thine is filling in today and doing a wonderful job. If you want to join us on the show, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming. Know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I...
Hi, we're back. This is Connections Radio Show. I'm Brenda Fine, and I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We've been talking about healing, and we've had some wonderful calls, and we've had some wonderful insights for people. So I would love to give you the opportunity to get a hold of me and connect with me in whatever way you'd like to via either Facebook. You can find me as Connections Resource Center or Brenda Fine, or you can find me on my website, BrendaFine.com. Please do check it out. There's lots on there. I do a lot of different things for people, and I can offer a great deal of service to you on your journey. And whether it's through a reading or a healing or emotional work or even coaching, oh, we have the most incredible coaching package, Magic and Miracles with Merlin. It's amazing, and it's a life-changing experience. But you can call. You can connect with me through the website and connect about any of those particular services if you'd like to. We've got some callers, and I would love to take them. And who are we going to chat with first?
Yeah, we'll start with Ivy calling in from Bothell. Ivy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Ivy. Oh. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Certainly
I'm right. Kind of curious. I'm kind of a worrier. I'm releasing the old and reinventing myself. Oh. And sometimes I just can't sustain that.
You know what?
Without worrying.
I get it. That is part of the process. One of the things I try to remember for myself, I have to tell you, when I let go of worry, it was probably a day, and although I don't remember the date exactly, I can remember the absolute, you know, bouncing out of bed kind of idea after I spent a whole night of worrying and realizing it just did not do me any good, right? When I recognize what worry is a little thought that leaves your head, and it's somewhat like a little poison dart, believe it or not. And what I found is, you know, we worry because we're concerned about somebody. We care about something or somebody or a situation, of course, and we love them. And so we send that energy of concern to them because we only want the best for them, right? Really.
Right.
Ultimately, though, that is a fear-based thought. And that fear-based thought goes out like that worried little poison dart, and it really just heads to that situation, person, or experience and makes it worse. They already have plenty of worry. Chances are good they're doing enough for both of you. They don't need yours. they don't need yours. And you don't need to worry either. You know why? Because there's much more productivity in enjoying your thoughts and shifting those worry thoughts to experience or imagine the outcome that you do want. You know, imagine just for a moment exactly what you want rather than what you're not experiencing at the time. And see how that thought feels.
Yeah.
See how that thought feels. But I can tell you, you are on the verge. I can tell you right now, within about 8 weeks' time, your whole perspective about that is going to shift completely. And you you will wake up like I did and go, that was fun. Won't go there again. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you will. You'll be so liberated. I can tell you, it was an amazing experience. And you'll experience it too. And once you do, it'll be like something that you just... you won't go back to. You just won't go back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now
you
I get
won't.
Some messages from Merlin on my Facebook.
How do you like them?
I get a lot out of them. What day it is, what the energy is, and the magic and the miracles, and that's one thing that keeps me. You know, I look forward to those every day.
I am so pleased to hear that. Thank you, my dear, for sharing that with me. And Merlin is grateful as well that, you know, he's making an impact on people. And that's the whole point, to, you know, to empower you, to help you through every single day. And really, there's so much hidden in those messages that people don't really recognize topically. But underneath, your soul is going, I get that. I so understand what that's about. Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about. And I think that that's wonderful that you tune into those. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, they help with the daily alchemy. They help get you through. Absolutely. So congratulations on that, too, because that is going to be truly a beneficial opportunity for you to let go of worry as well, because you'll know it's okay. Everything is just fine, and we don't need to worry about anything.
Yeah, it does. It gets me centered back into the we only have the here and now. This
right.
is where we're at.
That's right. And in that moment, in that now, Merlin says now means the new opportunity waiting. And in that now, you can let go of that worry thought and create a new experience, which is naturally expanded work, and create a new thought for yourself to let go of that worry. Awesome.
Sounds good.
Thank you so very much for calling in, my dear, and for, you know, connecting with me.
Yes, congratulations on your show. It went well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's because of wonderful people like you. God bless you. Absolutely,
thank
my
you.
Dear. Thank you. Take care, my dear. Awesome. That was lovely. That was lovely. This is just so fun. I think I might like doing this, you know? I always said I have the gift of gab. I can talk. But then, all of a sudden, when I had all of this time to talk in and no one to talk with at the time, it seemed a little bit much, but it's all good because I'm sharing with all of you, and we are definitely connecting and doing a wonderful job of it. So I think we have one more call, and I think we have time for just a quick one. Can we take that one now?
Yeah, we'll take Patsy in Seattle, Washington. So you're live with on the air.
Awesome. Hi, Patsy.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, my dear. God bless you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoy hearing your show today, and I look forward to hearing it more. But my question today is, and it can be fast, is I've lived in my house for a long time, and I feel like I should move, but part of me feels like I don't want to move. So can
comfort.
You give me some insight on that?
Yeah, you know, but you've outgrown that space. You've definitely outgrown that space. And what I'm feeling is you need to move a little more north than where you are. There's something to be said about getting out of where you are and moving a little bit more. Perhaps it's more connected to nature that we're looking at. Is that correct? Are you in a city?
No, I'm in the suburbs.
Are you? I just feel like maybe more outward. They're saying north, though. I really hear that. But I definitely feel in a sense that you've outgrown it. Now, that could very well be metaphorically, but I don't really feel that. I actually feel like it is time for you to move into a new space.
Okay.
Definitely.
Good.
So, but
well,
feel it out.
It.
You know, you
right.
have to feel it out because the right one will come in the right time, and then you'll be ready for it at that time.
That sounds good.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
You're
thanks
lovely.
A bunch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Awesome.
And we actually have one more caller if you want to just squeeze her in real quick.
Thanks to the absolute wonderfully shortness of the last call. I
yeah.
guess we could do
That couldn't be.
Exactly. So it was all wonderful. Meant to be. Alicia from Vancouver, Canada, you are live.
Well, hi.
Hello, Alicia. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for taking my
call. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. We thank the lady before you, too. we have a
yeah,
moment. How are
I'll
you?
I'll try to what be quick as well.
Awesome.
I just recently started doing some Reiki, not a lot, but maybe like once every couple months, I'll go down to like a Reiki share.
Excellent.
Actually in Seattle. And then I've also just started to do some meditation.
Yeah.
My question is, like, since I started doing that, I've actually started to, like, I've been seeing like a, well, once I saw a first Indian in the forest by where I live, and I know that it was like a spirit. And I'm not sure if that's like my spirit guide or like a spirit of the forest. And I was kind of just interested to know like your take on that.
Actually, I do. I actually feel like it was angelic assistance that you experienced there. Somebody who
okay.
came in to be with you and assist you in that process. Which is lovely, you have to say, right? I mean, who doesn't want angels around them? Come on.
yeah.
But I definitely feel that you are, as you do more Reiki, you're going to really open up to more and more. You know, there's amazing byproducts and side effects that come with Reiki and doing those kinds of things. We open up. We are very intuitive. We see things. We feel things. We sense things. We know things. Share them, absolutely. But explore, definitely. And know, and always know that as you're in, you know, and surrounded yourself in white light, all is going to be wonderful for you. Make sure Archangel Michael is with you. He works very well with people when they do work on people.
Okay. And do you have any message around, like, anything in my work or relationship or family that I need to know?
Quickly, because we got about just under a minute left.
You know what? Just go inside your heart. Do a little meditation. You have all the answers already. There's a bunch of stuff that you're just looking for validation on. I'll just tell you, you're right. How's that?
Okay.
Awesome, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to have to let you go. You have a wonderful day, my dear. Thank you.
Lights go out and I can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against. Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead. Singing, come out of things unsaid.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive two 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full one-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.